Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's April 3rd, 2024. We're doing individual and group healing. We do this twice a month because everybody gets so much benefit from it live or on the recording. So that means after our setup, people will come into the hot seat one by one and specify the kind of healing they want. And everyone on the live call and on the recording will be a holler read to let the energy flow to them. And there will be lots of bounce back healing. So you who is not on the hot seat will get plenty of good healing and other good energy back. The allies are always very generous that way. That's why we do it twice a month. So, as always, as we set up the energetic container, I ask that you give us your full and undivided attention, like you're right here in the room with me. That'll be better for you and better for everyone else. If you need to leave early, just ask the allies to ease you out. That's okay. Get ready for some strong energy. So I'm going to ask you now, I'll assume moving forward that it's safe for you to close your eyes and give us your full attention. Always be safe above all. And take a moment to close your eyes and feel your current feeling of your body and your energy body. Just get your starting vibe. All righty. And just notice if energy changes at all while I'm doing the setup. And just be passive, feel energy if you can. Otherwise, feel your breath come and go on its own. Pachamama. Namakia. Wirakocha. In I am that I am. To prepare myself, I call in my, to the greatest extent that serves highest good, I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, fourth density or higher, service to other consciousness, whatever else serves highest good. All right, for all of us, I call Spirit Song's higher self, Amma the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the archangels Raphael, Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Metatron. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Sai Ma, We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirits of the French Broad and Swannanoa rivers. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Guardian Angel, Dragon Mountain Gateway, Shining Rock, Mount Pisgah, Mount Mitchell, Grandfather Mountain, Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Mount Shasta, Mount Everest, Mauna Loa, Mount Kilimanjaro, Uluru. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. It'll let the container form. Everyone, please be completely passive. Please don't help. Just relax and let our beautiful divine allies create the container for us. Thank you. Even if you're on the recording, just relax and let them do it, please. There we go. Thank you. There's a container. Anyone who wishes to call any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to call them now, whether you're live or on the recording. It all comes together beyond time and space, thanks to the Akashic Records. Thank you very much. Alrighty, that feels good. Thank you all. Take a moment, please, to once again feel how your body and your energy body feel. See if it's different at this point. Starting to feel pretty good already. Okay. Now we're going to all do the embodied awakening invocation, if you're willing. This is where you call in your higher self to merge with your human self to the greatest extent that serves highest good. There's tons of benefits to doing this and no downside. So I invite you to repeat after me, speaking to your higher self, the following 8 words. Say them out loud if you can, think them otherwise, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please let the words go and relax completely. Just let the higher self come to you now. It's like you're a sponge and your higher self is water soaking into you. Just let it happen on its own. Feeling good. We'll leave a moment longer for that to complete or strengthen or whatever it's doing. Get distracted, keep returning attention to the feeling of the energy. If you can't feel that, just feel your breath come and go on its own. And please use the least effort needed to feel this, even if that's no effort at all. The less effort that holds this awareness, the better. Alrighty, that feels good. If you're in embodied awakening, all the following will be true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. That's all true. You're in embodied awakening. There's always deeper levels of embodied awakening available later on, but certainly enjoy the one you're in. And if you're only partially there, that's fine too. Just relax into whatever your experience may be. Some awakening is better than none. All right, that feels good. So I believe we are ready for the first opening in the hot seat. This would be for anyone who has never been in the hot seat before in this event, or someone who urgently needs healing. And while we're waiting for that person, let me welcome the folks who are here on the live call. Welcome to Angela, Annie, Autumn, Brian, and Marie. I'll be with you in a second. But also welcome Carmen, and I'm going to mute you for a second. Carmen, Cass, Deepa, Eric, James, Judith, Laura, Marie, Marilyn. We've also got Mary, Monica, Risa, and Stephanie. So a lot of folks here. I'm going to let Marie, go ahead and unmute yourself again, if you don't mind. This is your first time in the hot
Okay.
seat,
Yes,
because you've only been
it
a member less than a week, right?
is. Right. And I love it. Thank you so
Welcome,
much.
Marie. Good to have your new blood in the membership.
Thank you.
And the way this works is you're healing. Usually the hot seaters last about 10 or 15 minutes. And what we need from you is basically we don't need to know a lot of background or a lot of history. The allies already know that, and we're just hollow reads anyway. But we would love a clear and concise statement of what would you ideally like to be different by the time your healing round is done.
My vision.
What about your vision?
I would like it clearer and more focused.
Clear and
I
what?
would, okay, I'm sorry. I would like my cornea clear
Okay.
and my lens replaced.
Replaced. Okay.
Yeah, I don't have a lens.
Okay. All right, cool. So bottom line, you want your ideal would be just perfect physical vision, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a big fan of just asking for the end result, not the means to it. So obviously, if you got perfect physical vision, who cares how you got it? It's there, right?
Right.
Makes sense? Okay. So are you okay if we just call in perfect physical vision to the greatest extent that serves highest good?
Yes. And do you want me muted? Because I know I got background noise.
It's not too bad, and I think your whatever your system is muting a lot of it. If it
Okay.
yeah, but if it becomes a problem, I'll mute it for you.
All
And
right.
but then you would just unmute if you needed to speak. But let's try you with live mic, and I think we'll all just understand there might be a little bit of noise.
And I'm going to put down the phone so I can see the energy.
Good idea. Okay. All right. So, Marie, can you still hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to have you start with your own healing invocation. So I'll have you repeat after me speaking to your higher self and the allies. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. So please say the following, maximum healing
Maximum healing
that serves highest good, please.
the highest good, please.
I request perfect clear vision
I request perfect clear vision
in both eyes
in both eyes
to the greatest extent that serves highest good,
the greatest extent for the highest good.
this or something better.
This is something better.
There you go. All right. So, did we cover
Thank
it?
you. Yes,
All
thank
right.
you, hon.
Now you relax and be passive now. Everyone else, I invite you to repeat after me, whether you're live or on the recording. Spirit that I am, divine allies. And I'm going to mute you, Marie, here for a sec. Max, please flow the energy through me for Marie's highest good. May she receive perfect physical vision in both eyes to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. All right. So, everybody who is not Marie, just relax. And you are now a hollow reed, a conduit, a pipeline. And the more passive your human part now becomes, the more easy it's going to be for this intelligent divine energy to flow through you in the top of your head, out the front of your body, over to Marie. Even if you're on the recording much later than the time the event took place, it all comes together magically. So just relax, and you may feel energy coming in your crown, out the front of your body. Just let it come on its own. You just relax and let your body be the pipeline it passes through. And Marie, for you, I recommend being as passive as possible. Just relax and let it all come to you. The more passive you are, the better this is going to work. Again, Marie, if you need to speak, just unmute yourself and we'll be able to hear you. All right, I'm feeling the energy moving. I feel like it could be stronger though. So anyone who is being a hollow reed, really relax. In fact, try relaxing down to zero, just being. And try that for a moment. Whatever happens is fine. Yeah, that's stronger. And if it's zero effort, you can feel that energy coming through, and zero is enough. If you've lost awareness of it at zero effort, then add back barely enough effort to feel it fully. You might play with a little more effort, a little less effort, find the sweet spot of just enough effort to really feel it fully. And just kind of hang out in that sweet spot, whether it's zero effort or a little bit more than that. It's really best not to use more than you need because that kind of makes it harder for the divine energy to come through. Just barely the right amount is what you're looking for. Yeah, the field's getting really nice now. Feels pretty good for the group. Everyone relax into that. And we'll just. So, Marie, I'd love you to unmute and let me know if you're feeling energy coming through.
Yes.
Good. Okay. So you just relax and let it come on through. And Marie, be sure you're fully passive, really relaxed, really just letting it come to you on its own. I'm feeling quite a bit of heavy energy flushing out your hands. That's just energetic residue that is best cleared and released. Just let it go. It'll all go down into Mother Earth. She's happy to take that for you. Marie, are you feeling a little more like a being of energy now?
Yes.
Good. You're doing really well. Just relax into the experience. Let it be whatever it needs to be. I can really feel I'm focusing it on your eyes now. It was more of a full body, but now they're focusing on the eyes themselves. Oh, that's interesting. They're focusing on your third eye too. I know when we spoke just a day or two ago, you had said you wanted a third eye opening. So the allies, they remember that and they're working on that too for you.
Thank you.
That's why I like to say this or something better. Leave the door open for whatever's needed. Are you feeling almost entirely like a being of energy now, Marie?
I'm getting there.
Good. Just let them keep working you. Yeah, they're telling me they're doing what they can. It's actually a lot easier for them to help your third eye open than to heal the physical eyes tonight, but they're making whatever headway they can.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. they're punning. They say, either way, you're an apt pupil. They could get even cornier than that. We should give them 20 lashes. Just relax, let them keep rolling. Sounds like you're having a UFO convention over there.
I invite in any ETs.
Yeah, the sounds, the way the mic is hearing them is makes it sound very otherworldly.
Right. Yeah. That's Puerto Rico for
Ah, there we go. Well, it feels like they're in a pretty good situation with you. So what they were able to do, it feels like, is clear some heavy energy, deepen your awareness. It feels like they are working that third eye, and they're telling me they're done with your exclusive focus. But if you would like to continue receiving for as much of this call as you want, you can just stay passive and keep receiving a direct flow from them, even as we turn our attention to the next person.
Thank you.
So just stay with that till it feels right, and then at that point you can, join in and be a conduit for others too. But take all the time you need to really let this energy run its course, okay?
Oh,
So do you feel any different now than when we started?
yeah. Oh,
Okay.
yeah. I feel great. I
Oh,
feel, and
good.
I don't want to unmute myself. Could you do that for me, please?
Okay,
I
I'll
don't
mute
want.
you. Yeah, I'll mute you now and. Thanks very much
Yeah.
for to step in.
Thank you.
Peter. Thanks, Marie, and
Thank
thanks
you.
for joining the membership. All right. All righty. Next up, oh, there's Cass.
Can you hear me?
Oh, it's Jim. How you
Yeah,
doing?
it's Jim. Yeah, I'm a cell phone tonight.
Okay.
Actually, I'm in the hospital,
Oh my gosh.
and yeah. So I've got
Happened?
complications from a prostate surgery and had a second surgery
Oh
yesterday. So
my gosh.
what I need is healing of the prostate and the bladder, or urinary tract.
Okay.
Anemic, yeah, from all the blood loss, so some optimum blood protection or production.
Blood production.
And I'm pooped. I need some, yes, with all that, I'm quite tired, so a little energy boost.
You're not in mortal danger, are you?
No, I don't think so. No.
Okay, good. We hate to lose you. All right. So, all righty. You may be the first person we've actually worked on in the hospital, in
And
the
yeah, and a heads up, the nurses may pop in. I hope we get a window here with no interruptions, but you
Well,
may have to, we may have to.
as long as they don't mind you doing it, it's fine with
Yeah.
us. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so now you're in the hospital seat.
Yes.
All righty. So, Jim, repeat after me. Maximum healing.
Maximum healing
Serves highest good, please.
that serves highest good, please.
Especially for my prostate,
Especially for my prostate,
bladder,
bladder,
urinary tract,
urinary tract,
and optimal blood production.
optimal blood production,
And overall vitality and health.
and overall vitality and health.
All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
All this that's to the extent that serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Okay, you relax. Everyone else, please repeat after me, spirit that I am, divine allies. Please flow the energy through me. For Jim's highest good, especially to support the healing of his prostate, bladder, urinary tract, maximum blood production, and maximum vitality, all to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. All right, everybody, please relax and be passive. The field feels pretty nice. I'm wondering if there is anyone efforting at all. So, whether you're Jim or a hollow reed person, please just drop down to zero, please. Just no effort at all. Yeah, that's moving a lot better. Now, again, if you're at zero now and you can have any awareness of the energy moving, stay at zero then. If you've completely lost awareness of the energy, then add back barely enough effort to feel it. That feels good. All right. So remember, anything the ego does beyond being passive, it gets in the way here. So just as a reminder to everyone, hot seat or
Can you come back a little later? Is it possible?
I mean, I just gotta get your bottle real quick. Your blood
okay.
pressure.
All right. I gotta go.
Okay, do you
Sorry.
have to get off the phone, Jim? I guess he does.
No, I can stay on.
Okay, we're going to continue working while she does that, if that will be
Yeah.
okay.
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 All right. Thanks.
So everyone now, Jim has to receive some blood work from the nurse, apparently, so we can keep flowing while he receives that. Good practice for us. And as I was saying, I'm going to maximum passivity. And that means no effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. Just let the divine intelligence, the divine power flow through you on its own. Just be a pipeline. That'll let the maximum helpful energy flow through to Jim, because there ain't a human on the planet that can flow energy as well as your higher self can. And these beautiful allies. So just let them take care of it. You just show up and be the hollow reed they're pouring through. And Jim will stay as passive as he can. And feels to me like he's receiving just fine. So I think we're doing great. If at any point anyone feels heavy energy coming through them, just let it pass through. You're judged ready, willing, and able to process a bit of heavy energy for someone else. That's a real privilege if that happens. Just let it happen. There's nothing you have to do about it. The allies will take care of every last bit of it. So passivity and allowing is the key. Whatever's happening. Ooh, that's getting sweet right there. If you're sensitive, you might be feeling the frequency getting subtler and higher right now. I'm feeling an even stronger focus in the areas of the body that Jim asked about. Oh, now everyone's getting healing. So this is the first time I'm noticing the bounce back effect I mentioned earlier. So just relax and allow yourself, if you're not Jim, to both be a hollow reed and to receive your own healing at the same time. This is not difficult at all if you're passive and just letting it happen. So your absolute passivity is what lets all this run at the same time. Excuse me. Wow, that's starting to feel really strong. Lots of altered state energy available for anyone and everyone. Just relax and you'll get the amount of it that serves you best. I invite everyone to be just as open to challenging energy as blissful energy. Just let it be whatever it is. Jim, are you where you can talk?
Yes.
Is the nurse still there?
No, she left a couple minutes ago.
Okay. How's it feeling?
Much better. Yeah, there's kind of a real sense of calming.
Good. I'm wondering if they've completed your hot seat part of the work. How's it feeling to you?
Could be. It's kind of hard to tell, but yeah,
Sure.
I'll go with their perception.
Yeah, I'm getting that. And once again, they're inviting you to continue receiving just directly from them as long as you wish before you
Okay.
do a holler
Yeah.
with the others. And you can take as long as you need with that because
Okay.
you're getting some serious help here. So even if you spend the whole rest of the call just receiving, that will be perfectly fine. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're telling you they've got you covered. They're going to keep flowing to you while we put the next person in the hot seat.
Okay. Well, thank you, and thanks to everybody.
Yeah, thank you, Jim, for volunteering. And I'm so glad we were able to help you at this critical time.
Much appreciated.
Yeah. All right. So let's see if there's anyone else who has either never been in the hot seat or has urgent need for healing. If so, please feel free to unmute yourself now. And Autumn typed, wishing you a speedy recovery, Jim. Thanks, Autumn. What a sweet sentiment. Last call for anyone who has either never been in the hot seat or has urgent need for healing. All right, we'll open up to anyone who wants to be in the hot seat who wasn't there the last time. That would have been the second event in March. But otherwise, feel free to jump in and be in the hot seat now. Oh, Deepa, hello.
Hi. So can I ask for healing for my teeth?
Yeah.
For restoration of perfect functioning of my teeth?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Okay, so I'll have you start with your healing invocation. You ready, Deepa?
Yeah.
All right, so please say the following. Maximum healing.
Maximum healing.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
May my teeth.
In my teeth.
No, may my teeth.
May my teeth.
Be in perfect health.
Be in perfect health.
And best possible functioning.
And best possible functioning.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
All right. Did we cover it?
Okay.
All right,
thanks.
You relax and just receive. Everyone else, I invite you to repeat after me. Spirit that I am. Divine allies. Please flow the energy through me. For Deepa's healing. May her teeth be fully healed. And brought to highest functioning, as well as her gums and her entire mouth. Let this be so to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. And as before, if you're not Deepa, just relax and Be fully passive. Let the energy come through you. And Deepa, of course, you just stay relaxed and receive. And once again, bounce back healing is happening. Everyone's getting the healing they need. No need to ask for particulars. They already know. Probably better than your human part does. Anyone who feels like their body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, I invite you to allow that. You need to make sound or cry or move your body in some way that it wants to move to release energy. All that's fine if it wants to happen spontaneously. And it's also fine if the energy moves with your body being still and silent. Just whatever wants to happen, just let it happen if you can. I forgot to mention this is a 90-minute event, but if you can't stay with us that long, you're free to exit early and just ask the allies to ease you out. We're about halfway through. Everyone stay passive and let the healing energy for teeth and gums and mouth keep flowing over to Deepa. On its own. There, Deepa, you feel your body starting to feel a whole lot more like energy now.
Yeah, getting there. I have pulsing in my head, though.
Good. That's perfectly fine. Just let it be there. Is that pulsing anywhere near your teeth?
It's on the back of my head for some reason.
Okay. I'm sure they have their reasons. So the nature of receiving healing in this manner shamanically is that all kinds of unusual phenomena can occur that seem inexplicable sometimes, but there's always a good reason. So I just invite you to just let whatever's happening happen.
Yeah, that's really strong.
Yeah, let the allies do their thing. They're telling me there's actually some nerve connections from where they're pulsing up to the teeth and gums. So they're working energetically, it looks like. And they say there's a lot of other things we're doing too, but there is a tooth healing element to it.
Yeah, it is. It's something that I never experienced before.
Good. So just open to it and let it run its course. As always, we're only working with allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, and we're absolutely in safe, protected, sacred space. This is where you can relax and open and let the magic happen. Feeling some sorrow and grief starting to come up. So whoever might be feeling that, just feel that just as fully as you're feeling everything else. The idea here is just to feel everything as it comes up. So there's clearly an emotional component to what's happening with your teeth. There's almost always, if not always, a trauma component to a physical challenge, and that trauma is always has an emotional component. So just feel the emotional pain along with everything else. There you go. Good. See how it's flowing out your hands? Yeah, just let it go. And you don't even have to know what it is. It's enough to feel it and let it go. And anyone else who's feeling the sorrow and sadness as well, just feel that completely as part of the package here. Just rest in feeling whatever you're feeling. Whether it feels good or bad or whatever, just be with it. In this container, it is safe to feel it 100%, no filter. Because the allies are orchestrating this and they will not allow more to come up than you can handle. So it's safe to feel it all here. And that's the only way you're going to clear it is to feel it completely one last time. You don't have to understand it, but you do have to feel it. Nice. It feels to me like you're opening fully into that without resistance. Is that your experience too?
Yeah, the pulsing is in my head has decreased, and I'm feeling a little lighter.
Good. But
And yeah, my chest also, there was a mild sorrow, a grief inside, and it's almost gone now.
Good. You're doing beautifully. Stay with it. Yeah, I'm not feeling any resistance from you. I feel like you really are opening and just letting it run on its own. Is that your experience too?
Yeah, I feel a sensation in my hands, the energy moving,
Yeah, it's leaving the hands, right?
leaving the hands.
Yeah, that's the hands and feet are very common points of heavy energy release. It just goes out of those down into the earth, and Mama takes care of it. So I'm glad you're able to perceive that. And a lot of us are releasing heavy energy. There's once again the group healing phenomenon happening. So everyone's getting healing. So everyone just open to whatever your experience is. Don't worry about whether it's Deepa's or yours or whoever's. Just let it run through. When you wake up enough, you'll finally realize the whole idea that you're separate from anyone or anything else is a grand illusion. It's all you. You are the entire universe and all the dimensions of consciousness. You're only one being pretending to be separate beings. That's why it doesn't matter whose energy it is, just let it move through. Ooh, that's some big grief. Just let that pass. Whoa, yeah, good. They're digging into the reservoir now. Let that move through. Ooh. So just when we started, Deepa, were you feeling feeling any discomfort in your teeth as we started?
No, just physically there are issues.
Okay. But nothing you can feel at the moment.
Nothing I can feel, no.
Okay. Yeah. So it's going to be hard to check the work, but
Yeah.
it feels to me like some good stuff is happening here. And
Yeah.
the allies are also indicating that they're ready to let someone else come into the hot seat. But as with the others, you're welcome to continue receiving energy directly from the allies if you wish, for as long as you want to.
Yeah, I am still receiving something, so
Yeah.
yeah.
So you just let that run as long as it wants, and when and if you feel ready, you can become a holo read for others once that your own process is done, okay?
Yeah, thanks everyone. Yeah, you can mute me now. Thank you.
Okay, well done. Thanks so much for stepping up and being in the hot seat, Deepa.
Thanks, Benjamin.
All right. Next, anyone else who was not on the most recent call in the latter half of March? Or anyone who feels an urgent need for healing, feel free to unmute now if you're on the live call. Last call for those folks. All righty, open season. Anybody is welcome to unmute. Would like to be in the hot seat now. Laura, hi.
Hello.
So, what would you like to be different by the time we're done?
Nothing specifically comes to mind, so I'm cool if the highest could be done healing.
All right, one of my favorites. Okay. All right. So, Laura, just take a moment and feel the physical and energetic bodies and the sensation of them now. Let me know when you got that.
Got it.
All right. So, please repeat after me. Maximum healing
Maximum healing.
that serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Highest good be done.
Highest good be done.
Okay, you just relax. Everyone else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me to Laura to serve her highest good. Starting now, thank you. Alrighty, everybody relax and let it roll. Woo, they're shaking it up big time. And they're immediately bringing in everyone. So if you're not Laura, your passivity will allow you to be her holoread conduit, and you'll simultaneously receive your own highest good healing simultaneously, and the allies can run all that easily at the same time. As long as you don't try to control it yourself, you'll be fine. Just relax and let it roll. Whoa, nice shift. Feeling that, Laura?
Think so,
Yeah, it's a nice frequency, everyone. And it's open to everybody, so everyone just relax into that new frequency. That's here to help the whole process run easier. For some of us, it's a new experience, this new frequency, but the nature of awakening, it's always something you've never experienced before. So you have to learn how to relax into new consciousness, new energy. foreign territory in order to receive the benefit. So I invite everyone into that now. Laura's higher self likes to give back. So even as Laura is there in the hot seat receiving all this beautiful energy, her higher self is radiating blessings to everybody on the call. Live, we're on the recording. So it's a big old love fest here. Everyone just relax and let the energy do its thing. Thank you, Laura's higher self. A lot of healing going on. Everyone just let it do what it needs to do. Again, physical shaking, crying, sounds, movement. If any of that needs to happen, just let it. Whoa, that energy is getting really deep. I'm just relaxing to these extraordinary frequencies. Wow. Laura, it looks like you're on the verge of moving into a new frequency of light body. So just please relax fully into that and let that transition happen if it wants to.
Yeah, I've just been feeling like this kind of like stress, grief, overwhelm thing all at once for the last few moments. It's like, what the heck?
Are you able to hold that in your feeling without being overwhelmed?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, just feel it all. That's. You got to feel that to get through it and move to the next the frequency the weight. You can feel that new light body waiting on you, can't you?
I
No,
think that's what it is. Yeah. It's like we're trying to push through.
you don't push. You just allow. You just feel whatever's there. It's the usual process that there's some kind of heavy energy, some difficult energy that has to be completely felt and released before you can get to the next level. That's the initiation. That's the that's that stuff that's been in the way the whole time that's now being cleared. I've done that more times in ceremony than I can remember. So just feel it. Be fully present with the challenging energies. A deeply awakened friend of mine loves to say, anything fully experienced turns to bliss. So I invite you to fully experience this challenging energy and watch what happens. All right, try dialing back the effort. Really find that minimum effort level that lets you feel it, please. There you go. Even less, even less. Try zero. Are you feeling it all at zero? That feels good to me. So try zero. There you go. It's okay if you need to cry. If crying in front of everyone's too embarrassing, you can mute yourself, but I wouldn't hold it back. You're shaking it up good now. Wow, they want me to raise grandfather. Okay. You stay with it. I'm going to grab my tobacco. Didn't know how altered I was till I had to get up and walk. Grandfather, I honor you, and I invite you into my heart. Grandfather, we honor you, and we invite you into our heart. May all who should be cleared from this grandfather and may be brought to the highest vibration that serves highest good. Anyone doesn't know what I'm doing, this is tobacco tea made from pure organic South American tobacco and in the manner that's been done in South America for thousands of years. I'm going to drink it through my nose, left side to clear. Tobacco is the Swiss Army knife of plant spirits. It can receive almost any prayer and empower it. Grandfather, allies, I raise as a surrogate for Laura, as I raise on the left, maybe as if she herself has raised you. And may this clear away all obstacles to her current healing process to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Waiting for the prayer to really lock in. There we go. It's like Popeye eating spinach. Oh, yeah. Everyone just relax and let the extra power come through. Ooh, you feel that, Laura? That new luminosity?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you just relaxing to that? Are you mostly through the challenging emotions now?
Yeah, just after you raised, I was like feeling really like this huge burst of overwhelm, and then it like calmed down, and now it's like, okay, something released.
Good. So is it mostly feeling good now?
Yeah.
Just relax into that good feeling. And continue to just be with whatever comes up, however it feels. I think you're mostly through that heavy energy now. Yeah, now you feel the new frequency.
Yeah.
The new awakening. Yeah, just relax into that. And new awakenings are opening for everyone on the call to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So everyone just relax into whatever you're feeling right now, whether it's challenging or ecstatic or both, just be with it without resistance and without preference, the best you can. As Laura just demonstrated, the gateway to the next awakening is usually through some challenging energy. And I'm going to raise on the right to call in highest good energy for Laura and everyone else. Again, I'll be acting as your surrogate. Grandfather allies, please partner on this raise. As I raise on the right, I raise as a surrogate for Laura as well as everybody on this call live or on the recording. Call for highest good energy of high vibration and benevolent intent to bless everyone who's part of this event. Everyone hear my voice right now, live or by time delay. Here we go. Grandfather is empowering everybody's process, so just relax and be with whatever is happening. Laura is receiving her full measure of support at the same time as everyone else is being blessed as well. Oh, that's a nice frequency. Relax into that. More heart clearing. So whoever's feeling that, let that just be there. It can take a little doing to learn how to relax fully into these challenging things you have resisted your whole life, but it is feeling them fully that will clear them once and for all in a healing container like this. So I certainly encourage you to do your best. You got to feel it to heal it. How you doing, Laura?
Doing well.
You feel like you got what you came for?
Yeah, it was interesting because shortly after you raised on the right, I felt like this surge of energy come in. I'm like, ooh. So I had to ask them, like, okay, expand me to make me a little bigger so I can hold this. And that helped a lot.
Good. Yeah. I do that a lot myself. That one. Okay, so
Thank you.
feel free to keep receiving if you need more time for that, or you can jump in on this last one.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, well done, Laura. Thank you. Thanks for showing us how it's done. How to receive well. All right. So we have time for one more person. If there's another volunteer, if so, step up now. No one steps up. We'll do a group process. I'm happy either way. Oh, Angela, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I would like to have healing for my stomach and acid reflux,
Okay.
as well as more moisture and healing for my dry eyes. They are really bad at night.
Okay, got it. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for being so clear and concise.
Thank you.
All right. So, Angela, I invite you to repeat after me now. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am,
Divine allies.
divine ally,
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
To heal the acid reflux problem in my stomach.
To heal the acid reflux problems in my stomach.
And to keep my eyes moist.
And to keep my eyes moist.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good
This or something better.
is or something better.
Okay, relax into passivity. Everyone else, please repeat after me if you're willing. Spirit that I am. Divine allies, please flow the energy through me. For Angela's highest good. May the acid reflux problem in her stomach be healed. And may her eyes remain moist. All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. Everyone relax. And immediately, everything's happening at once. Flowing energy is flowing to Angela, and the whole energetic web of the matrix of energy is immediately formed. So I'm going to invite everyone into absolute passivity now because everyone is both transmitting highest good energy to everyone else on this call, live or on the recording, and are simultaneously receiving that highest good energy from everyone else. Again, there's no shortchanging of Angela. She's still getting the full measure of healing that we called in, but this other phenomenon is also happening at the same time. They're doing a both and. And the good news is we don't have to manage that from our egos. We can just relax and let this thing that might be hard to imagine just run itself easily. So everyone relax and just let the energy do its thing. Angela, you feel like a lot of energy is coming your way?
Yeah. Matter of fact, before I even got done, I started feeling a little lightheaded and nauseated.
Okay, good. Just be with all the feelings, whether they're good or bad. Because again, you feeling it completely is what it takes to heal it completely, okay? All right, so we have verification. Angela's getting what she needs. Everyone else just relax and let everything move on its own. Y'all are having fun with this. It feels like these energies are really being saturated into our physical bodies. So just let your physical bodies be upgraded to receive these frequencies. Speaking to everyone on that. Angela, can you feel that energy kind of working in that area of your stomach that's been a problem?
Yes, and even up into my throat.
So just let him keep working that whole esophagus. Frequencies are very subtle now. Everyone just relax into whatever you're feeling. For some of y'all, this is a new experience. Just open to it the best you can. Some of us are now feeling our divine being more strongly in our human body. I'm noticing some good awakening, a sense of coming aware as the being of light inside you, about the same size as the human, but an energy body. Yeah, for some of us, that's just coming alive right now. So you'll have dual awareness, you'll be that energy being inside you, that is just you, that you were not aware of before, and also continuing awareness of the human part, and they're all coming together. Another level of embodied awakening turning on. Now they're blending together. At any point, your experience is not what I'm describing. Just go with whatever is happening for you. Angela, how's it going?
Hey, it's going good. There's a lot of energy
Are you feeling better?
moving around. Yes.
Good. Yeah,
It
they're
has slowed down considerably.
good. They're still working it, you and everyone else. Thanks for the check-in and just relax back into passivity, please. The allies want to spread the good energy. We got plenty of it. So allies, feel free to extend this good medicine out to all beings on earth whom it will serve. Thank you. They got plenty to spread around. Thank you. And then please extend this good medicine to all beings everywhere in the universe whose highest good will be served by it. Thank you. There they go. Yeah, they had to work it for a minute before they spread it. Now they're broadcasting it. And for those who are a little more awake, you might be feeling some extra bliss as the energy expands out and you have some awareness of being the expanding energy. All right, wow, beautiful. So, Angela, you feel about ready to wrap this up?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Everyone just take a moment, feel how you feel. I feel profoundly altered. Feels really good. All righty. Everyone just stay relaxed. Let the process keep running as I close the container. In a sec. Pachamama. Mama Kia. Wiracocha Inti Quichi. Thank you, allies. Allies, please go ahead and wrap up our process to the greatest extent that serves highest good. If you're still working with anyone who's hearing my voice live or on the recording, you're welcome to work with them for as long as it serves their highest good, as long as that person is willing to allow that work to continue. Thank you. Thank you, allies. As we close, where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? Thank you, beautiful allies. That formally closes the container. Well done, everyone. So anyone who's got to go, you're welcome to go. And if you have a question or comment, you are welcome to share that. James typed castor oil roll on your eyelids for dry eye. Works perfectly on the first day. Well, that's worth a try. Thanks, James, for that tip. So we're formally closed, but the allies are still holding beautiful space for us. And I would love to hear any questions or comments anyone has, if you want to hang around for that. So the floor is open for feedback or questions.
I have a question.
Sure. Go ahead, Marie.
Did I give birth again?
Say that again.
I felt like I was giving birth. It's like, oh my God, I had three. It's like something. I felt like I was birthing something.
You probably were. Do you feel like you were giving birth to yourself?
I don't know. I was just like, it was the same feeling that I was breathing into it. Like, I'm like, okay, this feels like I was giving birth.
Well, then you were, but it was something energetic, obviously.
Yeah.
So, just
it felt good. I just wanted to say it's like interesting.
Yeah. Oh, this is shamanism, baby. All kinds of interesting things happen.
I'll
Way outside normal. So just enjoy the
let
process, and I feel confident that whatever was born will be beautiful, growing, evolving, and helping you out in some way. Good job.
thank you. I'll take care.
Thank you, Marie. James typed, "Great show, Benjamin." Thank you. Thank you, James. Anyone else with a question or comment? Laura?
Yeah, thank you for everyone for the healing support. That was pretty cool. One thing, like every time you tell me to go to zero, it's like in order for me to go to zero, it's like I stop breathing. Like I can't. It's like okay, it's just weird. Like, have you had anyone else have that experience with that?
Maybe one person has mentioned that. I mean, d usually the body at some point will just breathe when it needs air. Does
Yeah.
the body do that at some point just to get the air it needs?
I have
Yeah.
actually experienced that.
Oh, you have,
I
Angela?
would get so relaxed in my breathing, I would forget that I was even breathing. It was weird, and I'd have to check in, and I was like, wait a minute. It's a weird feeling.
Yeah, it's like actually for me, it's like in order to go to zero, my body literally has to stop breathing. And I'm just like, hey, I don't think that's what zero means.
No, I see, my understanding anyway is that the body, that's an automatic process. I mean, it is virtually impossible to make yourself stop breathing even if you want to. So the body is going to take that breath when it needs it, is my understanding. So that's why I said zero, because that, you don't have to think about breathing, because the body, at least my understanding is, it will go on breathing without your asking it to. But again, if you feel like it'd be better to go to like 0.5 and have just a little energy left over for breathing consciously, that's fine too.
That. And maybe it's also like some kind of trauma response or something, like
Well, could be.
freak out. So,
Yes, especially
okay.
if you've ever been choked, yeah, or been where you couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah,
Anyway,
so
okay.
obviously,
Thank you.
I channel the best I can, but if you feel like you need to modify my instructions, always go with your own best impulse. Anything I say, however authoritatively I say it, is never more than a suggestion. Okay, thanks for that great feedback, Laura and Angela. Thank you for chiming in. Mary jumped in and said in the chat, "Loved the healing and the energy." Thank you. Thank you, Mary. I'm so glad you were able to be here. Anyone else got a question or comment?
If I listen to this again, so is there more healing?
Probably pretty good odds of that. Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, many people have told me they sometimes will repeatedly use the same event from the same night and get very different results from it each time they do it.
Sounds good. Okay.
And if you don't like this one, there's over 650 others to choose from. So you got plenty of choices. It's a big archive. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you. Anyone else got a question or comment? And there's a new frequency courtesy of our allies coming in, very subtle this time. So, any questions or comments before we wrap it up? Yeah, I'm really feeling that frequency in my head. That's so interesting. I mean, other places too, but it's strongest in the brain. Thank you, allies. I have no idea what you're doing, but I like it. All right, last call for questions or comments. All right, we'll wrap it up then. They're saying this is a best of, so it'll go in the best of listing. Thank you all for doing such wonderful work, being such a fabulous team, and for supporting each other so beautifully. That just makes always make me feel so good to see the level of consciousness and capability in this group, the beautiful mixture of experienced people who know how to hold space and the newer folks who are coming in and just getting their feet wet. It's a beautiful combo. I feel so good to have this membership running. All right. Big thanks to all of you. Tomorrow night, April 4th, 2024, we'll do our astrology mini readings. It will not be recorded, so you got to do that one live if you want to participate. And after that, of course, we'll have more events every single week into infinity. So thanks very much. Show up when you can. Join us by recording otherwise. And so glad you're here. Big blessings, everybody. Good night.